This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Today, in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, a mystery was set forth for possible unraveling. The mystery and the tale of Alex Cox's cell phone. On a cold morning in October, Detective Wright of the Rexburg Police Department found himself at the center of a bizarre and sinister mystery. The key to unraveling the case rested in the hands of Alex Cox, a man with a history of violence and a connection to a series of disturbing events that unfolded in Idaho. The detective's breakthrough came in the form of a cell phone, which contained the vital clues necessary to unlock the truth about Alex and the people he was connected to. At the beginning of September of 2019, Alex Cox moved from St. George, Utah to Rexburg, Idaho. It was during this time that he began visiting the neighboring apartments in the same complex, which belonged to his sister, Lori Vallow. Seemingly mundane events that followed would soon spiral into a chilling and intricate web of deceit, violence, and tragedy. The first significant event occurred on September 8th when Alex and Lori took a trip to Yellowstone National Park, accompanied by Lori's two children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. They visited the park's iconic sites, including Old Faithful. It was here that the last known photographs of Tylee were taken. After leaving the park, they returned to Rexburg, and according to Detective Wright's cell phone data analysis, Tylee never left the apartment complex again. On September 9th, Alex's cell phone record showed him making a mysterious visit to his sister's apartment between 2:42 a.m. and 8:49 a.m., the only time he was known to have been there during those hours. Later that day, his cell phone data revealed a series of visits to Chad Daybell's property. You know, the same property where Tylee's body was dismembered, literally melted into a bucket. Chad, a local author, who at the time many knew had ties to Lori, would soon become a focal point of the investigation. Alex's cell phone data showed him at various locations on Chad's property, including the shed, the gate, and the family pet cemetery. On October 9th, Tammy Daybell's, Chad's wife, was shot in her driveway. Alex's cell phone data also showed that he had been visiting multiple gun ranges in the days leading up to the incident. Furthermore, his cell phone data indicated that he was near Chad's house on the day of the shooting. Alex's mysterious activities continued as he purchased a new cell phone at Walmart, which was later used to exchange text messages with Chad Daybell. Detective Wright's careful analysis of Alex's phone data led him to uncover a series of purchases made at Sportsman's Warehouse. A particular cash receipt caught his attention, as it included a pair of Frog Tog rain pants and matched a pair found in the possession of the property manager at Alex's apartment. In addition to the rain pants, the receipt listed a ski mask, a soft drink, and a pair of gloves. Don't want to forget that soft drink as you're preparing for something where you're wearing a ski mask and gloves. You know, stay hydrated. The culmination of this investigation came when the Rexburg Police Department obtained a search warrant to search Chad Daybell's property. There, they discovered the buried remains of Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. The remains were found near the data points that Alex's cell phone had recorded during his visits to the property. Tragic discovery confirmed that the detective's suspicions were probably right and shed light on the dark, twisted connections between Alex, Lori, and Chad. But as you probably well know, Alex is not here to fend for himself or give any sort of explanations. Oh, no. He died rather mysteriously shortly after the children went missing, creating another mystery in this tangled web of lies that seem to always follow Chad and Lori Daybell.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It just makes you sick. It makes you wonder, was Lori present when these things are happening? Considering now they found her hair on the duct tape that was wrapped around her son's mouth. Are they all having a beer burying the kids? I mean, it's just defies logic and understanding in so many ways. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You didn't miss any of our breaking updates on this case and courtroom audio as we get it for you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.